This is Daniel.
And this is Melissa.
Welcome to the Internal BFP Podcast. It's been a little while since we've had one.
You were unable to hold me at gunpoint in order to record one of these.
Yeah, well, we actually took a vacation.
It's very common for me to take vacations. I think what's amazing is that you took a vacation.
Yeah.
One and a half days.
I think it was a solid 2 days. I
mean, you did work. There was laptop activity involved for at least an hour or two.
Yeah, pretty minimal. But I think it's like the first time I've taken a vacation on a non-vacation day, like a non-holiday, bank holiday, since, I don't know.
I mean, even if you specify it like that, almost every holiday, you still work in the morning. Like, you get up and you still look at your, like, there is not a day that you don't open your laptop and do some form of work.
Yep. I mean, there are days, but yeah, I get what you're saying. But we went to St. Augustine, which was really nice. Beach. The kids haven't been to a beach since Nicaragua, so they get to experience that again.
I did not put sunscreen on my left foot specifically. I was literally in long pants, a long shirt, under an umbrella with a sleeping baby, but my feet were in the sun, and my left foot got so severely burnt that I'm limping, it hurts to walk, and it's now blistering on the top, it's blistering over.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. So here is your friendly reminder as we move into the summer months to put sunscreen on, but especially to put it on your feet.
Yeah, or just get a tan so you don't have to worry about that.
I don't think any amount of tan would have prevented this. This is pretty intense. This is like, I have to look up on a scale of like 1 to 10 the severity of sunburns. Like, this has got to be like a 7 or an 8.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, the beach was nice. Then we went downtown to like the historical stuff, went to the fort.
We got ice cream.
It was built in 1500s. Pretty cool. We did get ice cream. And
we went to the alligator farm. That was the highlight. We saw hundreds of alligators, crocodiles, and caimans. Lots of different varieties of crocodiles and alligators. And we saw them get fed, and we fed them. And we threatened to throw our children in. And almost got close there towards the end. They can't go 90 minutes without a snack, so we threatened to feed them to the alligators.
Yep. But made it through that. And
they're alive. They were not fed to alligators. Or crocodiles.
Yeah. And Ada's still... I think she's going to grow up to be a comedian. She's
going to grow up to be something, that's for sure.
She's now, like, coming up, like, little sayings. Mm-hmm. And the most two recent sayings have been... First one is farty party, which I thought that was funny. And then this last one, when I was putting her to bed a couple nights ago, I was, you know, I was like, okay, Ada, it's time to lay down, time to go to bed. And then she says, sleeping duty.
She's got a potty mouth, that one. She gets put in time out for talking like that at the dinner table.
But
she is funny. And then she cries when everyone laughs at her. But she's funny.
Yeah. All right. So the theme for the month, we are in April still. So we are still focused on tax returns.
Woohoo.
So the tax team is doing a great job on staying up on processing those tax returns. So they're only a few tax returns behind the bookkeeping team for closing out the books. So we make sure we're still reaching out to our clients, letting them know, like, hey, this is what we need from you to close out your books. I know there's like a lot of clients, we just need a few statements from last year to close out the books, those sort of things. Making sure we're still communicating to them, giving them the list, like, hey, this X, Y, and Z things are what's preventing us from completing your tax return for 2023.
I think we should quantify it. I think we should be like, hey, there's 79 people that are better at running their business than you that got us everything we needed. So, you know, get it together.
Yeah. That would that fall under empathy for clients core value?
I think it would. I think public shame. I think some people respond better to negative reinforcement than positive reinforcement. So we should just, you know, continuously tell them how much better other people are than them. Yeah, it could probably work.
Yeah, really inspiring.
I got ideas.
All right, so team wins for the week. We've had a lot of them past couple weeks. Nicole gave kudos to Cherry for jumping in on New Haven, and also to Sumit in helping ESPs offboarding. And Kritika for her work on Peshlakai, which ended up being a bigger project than we initially anticipated, but she's still working through that. Also, congrats to Avanov for 2 years, coming up on his 2 year anniversary. So congratulations to Avanov. Glad to have you with us. And also, thank you to Jenilyn. Jan gave some kudos to Jenilyn for her hard work on Allstate, which I know Carrie's also been putting a lot of work in on getting Allstate ready for tax season. So appreciate Carrie and Jenilyn for the work that they've been doing with them. And also for Brixton and Cynthia on squaring away some of Jay Davis's items. And also to Erica, she's been covering down a lot of short response items, closing out JR's KPI dashboard, and she's been covering down a lot of things. Thank you to Erica for staying flexible and getting things done quickly on short timelines. So appreciate all of your hard work, and also the folks that are giving kudos. Thank you for recognizing your teammates as well. So let's shift over to cascading messages. The latest one is for meals under $20. So unless there's for some clients, we have a rule already established for them. Like, we know that when they go to Wendy's and they pick up coffee for their team, and that's a client meal, because we have that rule established with them already. Now, some clients, we don't have those rules established for whatever reason. Now, ideally, we do have those individual rules established for clients. That's ideal. So account managers, team leads, make sure that you strive to get those rules established for your clients. But if you don't have any client specific rules set up, go ahead and implement this new policy, which is if it's under $20, and there's no receipt with it, and again, you don't have a rule with a client, you know that they're spending money for business purposes, go ahead and put any kind of restaurant purchases that are under $20 to owner's draw. Just so that the intent here is to reduce back and forth communication with clients on immaterial and redundant transactions. So we don't want to keep asking what the $5 is that they spent at McDonald's each week, you know.
What if we're really invested in what their favorite item at McDonald's is, though?
I mean, I would still err to the side to not doing that, just for efficiency purposes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we don't need to know if they prefer. I mean, they're not getting much for $5 at McDonald's these days. I feel like this is a pretty bad example, but I like this. I like this new rule.
Yeah, hopefully we'll cut down on the amount of questions that we're asking. But again, always try to establish those client-specific rules with them so that we know for sure. But, you know, moving forward, if you don't have rules set up with them, follow the policy. If it's under $20 at a restaurant, go ahead and put it to owner's draw. And the idea behind this is, like, they're probably just buying food for themselves, and it's not going to be deductible because you can't really get much for $20 these days. All right. The next piece is the updating tax clients on what they need to do to get their tax returns filed. This, going back to what I was saying earlier, make sure we're communicating to folks on what we need from them so we can close out their 2023 tax return. Remember, this is what we need for tax purposes. So all our clients except for one is a cash basis. So we don't care about accounts receivable, that sort of thing. Just what cash basis items do we need to fix for 2023 to get there? So get our clients to that list of things that we need from them so that we can get them information to act on to get that stuff to us so we can close out their books and we can keep the tax team busy. And then we also have the tax readiness check, making sure if you have an immaterial item on the balance sheet or whatever, under $1,000, you can tag it as good enough for taxes. And then Practice Protect migration is complete. So we're using the new support at practiceprotect.com if you have any issues with getting in using passwords or getting into Practice Protect. Also for AMs and team leads, please make sure you're downloading and saving your meeting recordings and ideally Notion, the Notion meeting, dropping your video in there, and Google Drive as well, but at least Notion. The intent being, if we're looking back at previous meetings, like if you have to hand off your client to another advisor or team lead, they can easily go back and refer to historical meetings by looking at your meetings with that client and watch that recording. And we also have pay issues. If you have any pay issues, please use that form. And if you want to be an affiliate and get paid for referring bookkeeping for painters to other painting contractors, definitely sign up for the affiliate program. And then our next company meeting is April 25th at noon Eastern. So please remember to nominate your employee of the month or a team member of the month there before that meeting.
Those are some fantastic cascading messages, Daniel. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Glad to be of service. And with that, we will talk to you next week.
Have a good week.